Good morning. You're tuning in live. The week is flying. This is February 1st, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild ride it is. Just gets wilder all the time. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem themselves to be. And feel free to dive into the chat area at Road Warrior Radio. chattango.com for interesting and lively discourse, always. Today kicks off Black History Month. Always interesting to see the fun things that happen. You know, McDonald's will probably have the McRib again. They always seem to come back around to the McRib this time of year, which is interesting. Why this time of year? Anyway, interesting things going on. Yesterday, in true TV fashion, Donald Trump announced his Supreme Court Justice nominee, his replacement for Justice Scalia. And that, of course, Justice Neil Gorsuch, which is an interesting choice. As many people have pointed out, that Neil Gorsuch is a man cut from similar cloth to Justice Scalia. As some folks put it, for example, if you love freedom, today is a great day. That was yesterday, obviously, some tweets of informed folks. Trump's pick, Judge Neil Gorsuch. There are some interesting articles on Neil Gorsuch. And, of course, there's quite a bit of controversy today, as everyone knew there would be, the controversy over Trump administration nominees continues to grow. I think it's interesting, though. You know, travel restriction executive order, that's a very controversial subject, and it's unfortunate. I understand one person has died. The press is reporting as a result of not being able to come into America for medical treatment, and that's most unfortunate. I mean, very, very tragic and unfortunate. If there's a silver lining to all of this controversy and so forth, I think it's that people are more involved. It seems to have invigorated quite a few people. I mean, we're just a short into the Trump administration, and look how active and involved many people are. I don't know that I've seen people this active the way the mainstream folks would define them, either side of the aisle. Because, you know, of course, Republicans are Democrats, right? There's no room for anything else. These contrived sides, neither of which are actually real. They're not.
you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special.
Bit of a break there. Hopefully it's not an omen that we're back. We're back up at 9-1-1. Anyway, so Neil Gorsuch, he is Donald Trump's nominee as a replacement for Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. And Donald Trump seemed nervous last night announcing Gorsuch, which was interesting, and I suppose rightfully so, because that is an appointment that has profound implications, and so interesting stuff. And Gorsuch is an interesting pick. You could easily argue that he is cut from similar cloth to Scalia. He is considered by most to be what folks call a constitutional originalist, which sounds weird. Doesn't that sound weird? What do you mean originalist? It was written as it was written, and people will say, ignorant people who are unfamiliar and couldn't articulate exactly what they were saying would say things like, well, you know, things are different these days, times are different, so it's kind of outdated. My question would be, really, in what sense? What particularly is outdated in the Constitution? Because avarice, ambition, intrigue, and those kinds of, you know, control over others, those kinds of, that kind of human nature, if you will, is no different. The Machiavellian tendencies that we seem to see arise are no different. Jefferson's sentiments from his bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge seem fitting as they ever have been. A wonderful experiment here, the great American experiment. But as Jefferson pointed out, whereas it appeareth that, however, certain forms of government are better calculated than others to protect individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights. And really, that's the key. To protect individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights. And see, the problem these days is that bad guys, ne'er-do-well, the designing minority, etc., they're not interested in protecting individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights. We're not encouraging that anymore. That is, you know, essentially that's what communitarianism is. It is a shutting down of that concept, not to protect individuals in the free exercise of their rights, but to continue to drift very malleable and existential and almost unknown sort of way toward various forms and degrees of statism. You have a responsibility to the state as a result of the social contract, and we give up some of our rights and the free exercise thereof in lieu of the privileges the state grants, and that kind of nonsense. That's communitarianism, which is in direct contravention to the central underlying premise of the constructs that the founders gave us. But again, virtue, morality, and religion underscore those. So we've talked about technocracy on this broadcast in the way that it seeks to really supplant government. I mean, the folks in their technocratic agenda nearly 100 years ago said there's no room for politics or politicians, finance or financiers. No room for people, essentially. In the technocratic model, everything becomes a bean. Everyone becomes a bean. There's no room for people. So no wonder every time someone who's a hardcore technocrat comes to power in some country like Italy and so forth, the change that they speak of initially sounds very appealing to people. We're going to make things more efficient. We're going to save money. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And it sounds great, but very quickly people become disenchanted because really the best way to put it, I think, is to say that everyone starts to feel like a bean, a cog in a wheel, because you are in the technocratic model. And that's no good, not valued, not appreciated, not honored. So it's interesting. You can feel it in a perhaps a philosophical sense. You can feel the shift from one being of the importance, one upholding the importance, the value of people in God's economy, so to speak. We are all priceless. Created in His image. And made to enjoy the creation, to appreciate the creation that He has made in this fallen condition, nonetheless, still ever drawing nearer to Him with His help through the power of the Holy Spirit, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you have that on one end of the spectrum. And then in the technocratic model, what people don't realize is there is no place for that. There's no place for people. So no wonder it feels kind of oppressive and miserable, in a word, because people are not valued in that model. Look what's happening with technology. But we seem to be experiencing a shift, a pushing back of that. You know, in the technocratic model, people are simply not valued. In fact, they're considered a liability if you look at it. Look at how technocracy behaves. People are a liability in that economy, so to speak. Talk more about that when we come back. More about the Trump administration and much more. Stick around. We'll be right back after this break.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Let me see if I can make this make sense here real quick. It's a lot to cover still. You see headlines, and we'll get to this, you know, Republicans weigh nuclear option. What does that mean, nuclear option, to break the filibuster? And what does all of that mean? We'll get to that in a second here. But let me see if I can make this make sense. Again, you know, in the technocratic model and the technocratic economy, so to speak, people are not only not valued, they're considered a liability. And that's just a fact. I mean, look at how it behaves. As technocracy pushes forward, people at every level, from every level, appear weak. Not, you know, unfit, not efficient, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Most people, and there is, you know, if you go back to the eugenic model, the eugenicists would say there's probably about a 4% bracket somewhere in across the extent of humanity. They say there is about 4% of people that really matter to them, because you know, those are the movers and shakers, the people who think up great ideas and so forth. And in God's economy, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. We keep forgetting about that. You know, you read the Bible, and the command to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth is issued in the garden. It's also reissued after the flood in Genesis chapter 9. Opening Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, verse 1, it says, "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear of you and the terror of you shall be on every beast of the earth and on every bird of the sky.'" That was new. "With everything that creeps on the ground and all the fish of the sea, into your hand they are given. Every moving thing that is alive shall be food to you." And of course, the Levitical diet changes that and so forth. That's a departure. And there is a reason for the animosity, but that's a subject for a different day. "Every moving thing that is alive shall be food for you. I give all to you as I gave the green plant. Only you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. Surely I will require your lifeblood. From every beast I will require it, and from every man, from even man's brother, I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. As for you, be fruitful and multiply, populate the earth abundantly, and multiply in it." That's a pretty specific commandment. So you look at the eugenicists and the Malthusian crowd that says we shouldn't do that. Who do we listen to? And who decides? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast. Hopefully you understand what I'm saying. I'm going to go back to this for just a second, and then we'll move on. We'll get back to the Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, which is very interesting to me. Again, that I think is a breath of fresh air. It's one of the things that keeps me cautiously optimistic and hopeful. You know, you look at the list of the 100 days, Donald Trump's first 100 days, and my goodness, he's probably going to accomplish those first 100 days maybe in the first month, maybe in the first couple of weeks. So on quite a course. The travel ban or restriction, and we'll talk about that a little bit in a second, had some adverse and unfortunate consequences, but understanding what happened, understanding that the executive order went through a course of proper due process, so to speak, and was implemented on the quiet makes sense in the spirit in which it was offered, not to telegraph, as Sean Spicer has put it, and rightfully so, I think, because obviously the point was, if we announce something like that, call it a travel ban, then the point of bad guys would be to just circumvent it. In other words, not travel when the ban was in place. So it makes sense from that standpoint. Some folks were inconvenienced, and that was a small price to pay. A death, however, is a different story. That's very tragic and unfortunate. And so that's a most unfortunate consequence. But again, we'll get back to that subject and more. But the point of the struggle that we see that I don't think people really understand or can fully identify is it's really a struggle for life or not. And in the Trump administration, I see the possibility, though I am cautiously optimistic, emphasis on cautiously here, I see the possibility for life. I mean, Donald Trump seems to be fighting for that. The appointment of Neil Gorsuch as Supreme Court Justice, or the nomination, falls in line with that narrative. Most people consider him pro-life, say that he would probably, though he hasn't spoken directly to it, would probably help work to overturn Roe versus Wade, which is interesting. You know, it's not overturning Roe versus Wade so much as returning the jurisdiction on the issue, so to speak, back to the states. And as some have observed, if Roe versus Wade were overturned, then abortion would be illegal in 13 states. It would be immediately illegal. And it's not as much an issue of overturning Roe versus Wade as it is returning the authority on that issue, over returning that back to the states. So again, it's a matter of, really, it's just as simple as a matter of life and death. In the technocratic model, it means death to mankind, except for, you know, the few select folks who are useful to the cause of technocracy. And really, it's a demonic cause, a satanic cause. And in the end, there are no people who are useful to the cause. It's a return to Genesis 6 without getting too far off on that. But again, as I read, Genesis 9, the command to be fruitful and multiply is reissued, and not just once, but twice. Verse 1, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Verse 7, as for you, be fruitful and multiply, populate the earth abundantly and multiply in it. And in that model, a big family is a blessing. Hillary Clinton, the recipient of the Margaret Sanger Award, would not believe that a family, a large family, is a good thing. She is, you know, what did she and Bill do? America's one-child policy, China's one-child policy. Chelsea Clinton, a woman who has married into organized crime now, it would seem. Anyway, without getting too far off topic, it would be hard to imagine that Hillary Clinton would consider a large family a blessing in biblical fashion. So again, it's a contest between life and death, struggle between life and death. And it's interesting that if one does a simple search for Margaret Sanger quotes, even Google gives you as the first result, if you do a Google search, the first result is the most merciful thing that a family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. That's a Google search, Margaret Sanger quotes, just those three words. That's all. Google's number one search result is that quote, those words. And that's a paraphrase. I believe the way she said it was something like, the most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. But that's the sentiment. Margaret Sanger, obviously not a fan of a large family, because if you follow her life story, she believed that her mother was a victim of a large family, so to speak, killed as a result of childbirth, or died as a result of childbirth, which she said to her father. Anyway, Hillary Clinton, the other of the two predominant presidential candidates, a recipient of the Margaret Sanger Award, you know, even Dr. Ben Carson said during the on the campaign trail, Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist and didn't have much liking for black people. I forget the exact word that he used, but she didn't care for black people, really, is how he put it. And it wasn't just black people. It was those that she considered human weeds. It's the eugenics model. So you have the struggle for life and death, and the technocrats are wound up in that same camp because they have, just by nature, a propensity to gravitate toward a view that considers people a liability, inefficient, weak, mistake, error-prone, and so forth, versus God's model that says, be fruitful and multiply, populate the earth abundantly and multiply in it, a command issued after the flood. And so, in spite of the rise of the technocrats in recent decades and years in particular, Donald Trump comes on the scene, and from whence this newly invigorated adherence to a sense of righteousness and righteous cause, from whence this has come, I'm not quite sure, but he seems to be moving in that direction with that kind of fervor. It's interesting. I'm not going to let go of my well-placed concerns, I would say. Some of the similarities to Hitler, we get off into that conversation, and there were some things that Hitler was trying to do that were good. But that is not to say that the Nazi regime was good at all. So obviously, the similarities are a little frightening. But at this point, at this very early stage, it seems that Donald Trump is fighting for life, I would say. And American life specifically, the appointment of Neil Gorsuch is, I would say, in simple terms, fighting for life. The travel restriction, travel ban, it's not a ban, seems to be fighting for American life. Talking to captains of industry, heads of labor, heads of state, and so forth, fighting for American jobs, again, fighting for life. And so in spite of the fact that technocracy is inevitable, resistance is futile, you will be assimilated, so to speak, Donald Trump has gone around the world. He has talked to folks. He has brought folks together here in America specifically to talk about jobs, keeping jobs here, bringing jobs back. And I've talked about how difficult that is. You know, the fact that Foxconn, for example, has already stated its intent to essentially do away with all human workers, to replace 60,000 plus jobs with automation. So when Donald Trump says Apple should be making iPhones here, that is a very difficult concept to wrap your mind around, but that doesn't seem to have slowed him down. He's just pushing forward with things like that. So again, fighting for life versus death. It's the contest between life and death. So speaking of that contest, and one of the latest examples of evidence for life, the nomination of Neil Gorsuch as the replacement for Justice Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. Who is Neil Gorsuch and what does this mean? Here is for a little bit on that, here's Fox News' piece titled "Pelosi Rips Trump's SCOTUS Pick as Republicans Weigh Nuclear Option." We'll talk more about that in a second, but here's what they say. "A closer look at Supreme Court nominee Gorsuch" is the title of the video piece. Go ahead if you're ready, please.
Many are now saying that Judge Neil Gorsuch could lead the Supreme Court to a new conservative era. So what does this appointment really mean for America? Jackie Bonilla is here with what you need to know about the new SCOTUS nominee. Jackie, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Abby. Meet Justice Neil Gorsuch, likely your ninth member of the U.S. Supreme Court. The Denver native, considered by many to be the most conservative pick to fill that vacancy. Colleagues calling him as original as they come. Listen.
He would look at the Constitution of the United States as it was written and as it was intended to be applied by the founders, by the framers of the Constitution. He would be looking backward to the law as it was enacted rather than forward to what a remedy we ought to invent from the bench.
All right, so here's a look at his resume. A graduate of Columbia, Harvard, and Oxford, Gorsuch clerked for two Supreme Court justices, Byron White and Anthony Kennedy, in 2006. He was nominated by President George W. Bush to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals and unanimously confirmed by the Senate. He may be most famous for siding with Hobby Lobby and Little Sisters of the Poor against Obamacare over religious exemptions for providing contraceptives. Conservatives expect Gorsuch to pick up right where Antonin Scalia left off, the nominee speaking about his close friendship with the late justice.
Justice Scalia was a lion of the law. Agree or disagree with him, all of his colleagues on the bench cherish his wisdom and his humor. And like them, I miss him.
Gorsuch's likely confirmation would also be historical. He would be the first Supreme Court justice to share the bench with a former boss. For Gorsuch, that would be Justice Anthony Kennedy. Heather and Abby. Interesting, huh?
Yes.
Very interesting. Thank you for that, Jackie.
Thank you.
Very interesting indeed. He would look at the Constitution as it was written. What a concept. I mean, how, gosh, you know, there's just no room for that, is there, in this modern day and age? As I have pointed out, I think it was old school bad guy Jacques Ellul who said the myth of progress makes it easier to sell a man an electric razor than a straight razor. And it's fascinating to me to listen to people who have not read for themselves the Constitution and tried to find out exactly where it's antiquated, because I'll tell you what, the more you read it and understand it, the more brilliant and insightful it is, the more one feels compelled to look back and to see exactly what we're missing and try to put oneself in the shoes of the framers of the Constitution and try to look through that lens and view the scope of the history of mankind the way they did. And in a very simple, practical sense, to get knowledged up, so to speak, to be equipped, as Jefferson put it, more especially to give them the knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. For what? What purpose, though? We'll be right back.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast this Wednesday, February 1st. Black History Month. More on that later. You know, it's interesting why in this country Black History Month, where is White History Month? Where is Hispanic History Month? Where is Asian History Month, et cetera, et cetera? You know, if I suggested a White History Month, oh my goodness, people would come unglued. And the point is not that there should be such a thing per se, but that it is divisive, and it's by its very nature, it is what is a beggar thy neighbor strategy, seeking benefits for a minority, generally at the expense of the majority. And there is also the reverse of that, which is to punish the majority because of the misdeeds of the minority happening in America as well. One person, you know, Esteban Santiago, hops on a plane, flies from Alaska through Minnesota down to Florida, and decides to shoot the first people he sees when he gets off the plane. So we need to change everything in America, and everyone must be inconvenienced, and et cetera, et cetera. That's the reverse of beggar thy neighbor. So we see that. But then closer, that's the strategy we're implementing. Could it be used with malice aforethought by ne'er-do-wells to influence people for a particular reason in Operation Gladio or Gladio B fashion? Well, it would seem so, especially when folks like Esteban Santiago more often than not say they're hearing voices, someone's messing with their head. In Santiago's case, it was the CIA, he said in particular, that was messing with his head, trying to get him to watch ISIS videos and fight for ISIS. And then he voluntarily submits to a psychological evaluation. They say, no, ship shape. A month later, he's on a plane down in Florida shooting people once he gets off the plane. Bizarre. Anyway, I digress. Again, back on track. So Jefferson's bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge, the anti-technocratic model, and the fight for life. We'll talk more about that in the second hour, coming up right after this short break. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Here we are, we're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting for survival. We've got to be the rulers of your world.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.